Welcome to the social circle, where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. I want to talk about something serious. So right here in South Boston, on Tuesday night, most of you have probably heard this, but there was a shooting. Police released a report that there were multiple rounds fired at around 187 or Murata Way, and there was two people hit. One suffered non-life-threatening injuries, while the other suffered life-threatening injuries, unfortunately. It's really sad. To hear that, you know. Now, I don't know what the case was, but I do know that there was a friend of mine who was there, who was just walking away from that area, and the shots were fired right behind her, and she took her kids and just ran for her life and for their life. Like I said, I don't know what the situation was. I don't know what the shooting was over. But in my opinion, it's got to stop. Especially when there's kids around, it's got to stop. Like, this is getting ridiculous. It's getting to the point where parents don't even want to let their kids leave the house anymore. It's extremely scary. Me as a stepfather, as I mentioned before, and you know, my fiance, it's like, you know, my fiance could be pushing her baby stroller around with my stepson in it, And you know, shots start, you know, bullets start flying everywhere. God forbid she gets hit. God forbid he gets hit. You know, be mindful of where you are, is what I'm trying to say here. To parents, kids out there, just beware of your surroundings. Always beware of your surroundings. I know you're outside, you're, you know, sitting on your front porch, or, you know, for the kids, you're running around playing tag or hide and go seek with your friends. Just beware of your surroundings. I can't say that enough. And this is coming from me, who's an older brother, a stepfather, an uncle. Just be mindful. And I can't say, you know, parents should have this instinct, but if you suspect something is off about what you see outside, if you're outside with your kids and you suspect something wrong, like you see a person that's acting real shady, you know, looking at another person, you got their hand in their pocket, reaching their hand in their waistband, whatever, get your kids out of there. I'm not placing the blame on any parents here. This is just friendly advice. Just don't ignore that gut feeling that something might go down. Pull them inside, and if nothing happens, you know, then let them back out. Or take them to another park. Or, you know, another area. Tell them, you know, say goodbye to their friends, and, you know, we're moving along. you know, as a Southie kid myself, I've seen a lot. I've heard a lot. You know, I'm used to seeing 13 cops fly down my street and go wherever the hell they're going in the projects. I'm used to it, so that's why you don't hear me complain about it that much. But I mean, I don't know. I really can't say much about it. I really can't say it's got to stop because it's not going to. I just want everyone to be safe. This was really, it was sad, you know, hearing about this shooting, and unfortunately one of the people that got hit is a personal friend of mine, and I hope he can pull through. Anyways, moving on. Another reason why my voice is a little, you know, upset and shit. I'm going to talk about last night. The Bruins have been eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the New York Islanders 6-2 in Game 6. Last night, the Islanders were the better team, and I'm pissed off about it. What the hell happened? Communication. Passing. Defense. Offense. What the hell is going on here? You know, you guys have the team. You guys had the team for this. Instead of, I mean, oh my God, I can't even say much about it. Because it just pisses me off. You know, but I will say, you know, congratulations to the New York Islanders. They will be moving on and taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning, the defending champions, in the conference finals. You know, the first thing I saw was that ESPN reported that they said these exact words, and I quote, "The Bruins are a cup contender, but they need to discuss the futures of Tuukka Rask and David Krejci." No. David Krejci, yes, maybe. Tuukka Rask, you can't put the blame on him. He was out for the majority of the season. You can't put the blame on him. Discussing his future, fine. You know, if his contract is up, yeah, but don't get rid of him. Don't get rid of him. Don't get rid of Tuukka. If anything, we need him. Because we don't know how long Swayman's going to last. Hey, he's a young kid, but young kids get hurt. You know, shit happens. Don't get rid of Tuukka. At least have him as the backup. You know, I say if Tuukka's contract is expired after this season, which I'm not 100% sure about it. I'll look more into that. Give him a couple more years as our guy. And within those couple years, we'll win the Stanley Cup and bring it back home to Boston where it belongs. As for Krejci, Krejci's a hell of a player. He really didn't play much, like, scoring-wise this year, I noticed. But give him another chance as well, I would say. You know, keep the team that 2011 Stanley Cup champion team, you know. Don't get rid of Marchand. Don't get rid of Bergeron. Don't do it. So, if you're just tuning in, this is the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. Excuse me. Check me out at Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Public Radio, Pocket Casts, Breaker, I believe it's called. Wherever you listen to your podcast, I'm there. Check me out. Later on today, I might have a guest. I'm just working on, you know, talking to that person right now. And, yeah, not sure what I'm going to talk about right now, but, you know, only because I haven't had my coffee yet. last night the Red Sox went down very bad. They got their ass kicked. That's an understatement itself. But they lose 8-3 against the Houston Astros. It was damn near gonna be a blowout last night. You know, I don't know. I mean, Houston is a hell of a team. But it's like Houston's playing like, you know, we're playing Houston like we played the New York Yankees, you know, back in the day. Like, we could just not win, you know, just not win. Unless it's like in the playoffs. And it's like, what the hell are we doing? You know, like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I don't mind losing, but when we lose like we lost last night, it's bad, you know. I'd rather lose by like 1 or 2 points or whatever. Okay. We couldn't hit. That's fine. But 8-3? Really? Something definitely went wrong there. Why did 8 runs go to them in the first place? Well, you know, Diddy was telling me last night the Astros barely strike out. And fine, that's fair. And now there's that question, if if they're cheating again. At least that's my question. I don't know. But, yeah. Well, guys, I don't know what much else to talk about here. You know, that first thing I talked about earlier was something that was really on my mind and something I really needed to get out there. Because it was just bothering me, you know. Yeah. I'll catch you guys later. I will be on later on as soon as I can get my guest to answer me. And thank you for listening today. Signing off.